A lot of people I see online now, I just don't, I'm scared of them. Scared they're going to
Right,
be
you know, it's
terrible.
like don't meet your heroes type thing.
Yeah,
We
I
might
met
do.
Fred from Fred the Movie, and look how that turned out.
Yep, Jesse met Fred from Fred the Movie, and sorry, Jesse, how did that turn out? I forgot. Can you
It,
remind me?
his voice wasn't even high pitched. It was all a ruse.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about, okay, because I didn't know what Fred the Movie was, but now I'm putting the puzzle pieces together. You're talking about the Fred the YouTube character that doesn't
Yeah.
exist
Oh,
anymore,
you solved
the
my
boy.
puzzle, have you?
Ah, dang it, I got bit by that YouTube warlock again.
Welcome to Bracket, the only show where we take a bunch of shit, face it off against another bunch of shit to see what the best shit really is. I'm your host, Cullen Country Breakfast Jennings, and joining me this week is Baby Pepsi himself, Jesse Knowles.
Hey guys, it's me, Jesse, and I just got a rejection letter from a college I applied to, so I am full of paint to wash on my pain canvas of art. I'm ready to splatoon my way into goofs. You ready, y'all? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to laugh?
Now everything is content. Use the pain as a color on your palette.
Queen of the Cosmos, Persia.
What up? Hi, everybody. I'm back. And I'm kind of proud of myself for making it to the last few episodes because I wanted to be here for this one. The
See,
big one.
It's a big one. It is a big
the
one.
The big one, yeah.
And taller than 14 trees in a snowstorm, it's Dan McKinney.
They
the
get
banana
taller.
Man.
They get taller when they get colder. It's different from other.
Well, yeah, from warmth. We have to huddle together.
Right.
You know. Hey, everybody. It's Dan, and I'm the one who wrote Jesse his letter of recommendation for college. So if you need to not get into school, you can hit me up anytime on Twitter. If you need to throw away $75 on an application fee, I am your guy. Hit me up.
Well, we've made it. We've done 15 seasons here. We're on to the Tournament of Champions 15. So it's a lot of listening if you're just starting up. But we got 16 entries here, the winners of all of this past season. So without further ado, they are.
Without further ado, I'm going to open my email because I think I still have the correspondence with the college. And I'm going to write a new email that just says, who the fuck do you think you are?
No, Dan, I'm going to try again next year. Don't start any shit.
No, they're going to be like, where was that passion when we had your recommendation letter?
All right. We can do the list out.
Here's your list. Asuka, The Mask, Jim Carrey, All That, Socks, Man on Fire, The Red Ranger.
Oh, you got to refresh, Colin. You got to refresh a little.
Oh, did I fucking? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, start,
sorry,
refresh,
sorry,
start,
sorry, everybody. We'll give you a new fresh bracket. All right, round one. Asuka, The Mask, Jim Carrey, All That, Socks, The Green Goblin, The Red Ranger, Black, The Best Color, Captain America, Man on Fire, Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It, Waiting for Tonight by J-Lo, Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO, and The Cha-Cha Slide by DJ Casper. So, let's see who wins this in a battle for everything to take the crown of Season 15 to fight in the Tournament of Champions, only 18 episodes away. So, Asuka versus The Mask, Jim Carrey. Who cares to take a stab?
The full title of the movie.
Which one did Asuka win?
Asuka won Best Wrestling Female? Is that what? Female
best,
Wrestler?
Best WWE Women's Wrestler.
That's it. Okay.
I forget the exact titling of it.
Was I on
I
that episode?
No.
Yes,
no.
1,000% because I super duper was not.
Yeah, it was just me and Jesse because neither one of them could make it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember this, but
and I think
I'm
it was WrestleMania
definitely not
weekend.
Mad at it.
Was it? It was like WrestleMania weekend.
Well, that's what happens. You get.
No, I love Asuka.
You get Asuka on the Tournament of Champions, where she belongs.
Who is Asuka?
I love Asuka, and she's
mask of the WWE.
She's got a mask.
Yeah.
She is a Japanese female wrestler that came from Japan to fight in WWE and NXT. She has the longest women's title reign in history and actually has the longest, I think she had the longest title reign in the modern era. Longest undefeated streak, longest title reign. Like, there's a lot of stuff she's had.
Yeah, she broke a bunch of records.
She's awesome. Yeah. She did better than Goldberg.
Yep.
That's the big deal. She won more undefeated streak longer than.
Well, that's
Goldberg.
Not easy. You just have to not say the N-word, and I mean that's like super duper not hard.
Goldberg, did Goldberg
that,
say the
that's N-word? Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, honestly, Goldberg ain't publicly said the N-word yet.
Yes, I don't think Goldberg has publicly said the N-word.
Well, you know, so if Asuka was at E3, and Asuka plays games,
Asuka
have
is
you met
yeah yeah.
Asuka?
What?
Have you met Asuka? Did you have Asuka?
No. I wish I met her, but I was working when she was doing her thing at the Capcom booth, so I didn't get to go see when she was doing the Monster Hunter stuff.
Oh, she got to do. She did Monster Hunter
yeah,
stuff at the Capcom
right.
booth.
That's right. Ah! Yeah, I remember that. She's huge
so
Monster
cool.
Hunter fan. Yeah.
Jesse said she got to, as if it wasn't a paid promotion. Oh man.
Well,
it was
got
her
to go
and
play
Xavier
the
Woods.
Monster Hunter booth.
Xavier's the dude. I love that dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's up through like weird. He doesn't know it, but he helped revive Bracket in a weird way.
Dang.
He
does not know it, but there's a video of him dancing in front of a green screen saying our podcast name, and that was weird.
That's weird.
It was weird. Weird time, dude. Thanks, Danny Fernandez.
Yeah.
The Mask starring Jim Carrey won Best Jim Carrey, and for good reason, because he can unhinge his jaw and eat a stick of dynamite times 10. Can Asuka do that?
Yes, and she has.
She did, to win the championship belt.
No. Yeah, it was crazy.
The money in the bank was also in her jaw.
Money in the jaw, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite Jim Carrey movies, though, for sure. Only because it's so crazy and like wonky, and I was a kid when I first saw it, and I just thought it was the coolest thing ever that he had all these superpowers with the mask on. And it was the first time I ever truly grasped the concept of a mask like taking over you and like someone ripping it off, you know, that classic like tearing it from the back of your head thing because it's like eating your face. I don't know. This was like the first movie where I like felt that. I was like, oh dang, he's stuck in there. Even
it's
after playing
like
games with that same
it's like that with the for that very first Goosebumps movie or show or even the book, I guess, with
TV
the green
show,
mask. It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
It just like trying to peel it off, it won't. And it was one of those movies that kind of rode that line of this is for adults, but it's really for kids. Look at the cartoons. Look at how many cartoons are in this. they all want to fuck the mask, but you're a kid and this is a cartoon.
He's the king of the Mamba beat. When he plays the maracas, he goes chee chee boom, chee chee boom.
They don't want to fuck the mask because it's Tom Hiddleston.
I'd fuck the mask. Let's be real. Is that what you said? I would fuck the mask. I would fuck Jim Carrey mask. I think I would.
Okay. All right. Do you think Jim Carrey mask got a green BP?
I think Stanley Ipkiss is not a bad looking fella.
That wasn't the question. Please answer the question.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
No, he had normal hands.
That's true. Everything was normal except for his face.
Can we rank green PPs in shade in rank of shade, but like between Hulk and the mask?
If
and,
you would,
well, we have a food episode next week, Jesse.
Best green food, Hulk PP.
Best PP.
You know, there are a lot of, like, green people, though, that we could do if we didn't want to go
Name them.
Full. Oh, yeah, there's like Gumby and Hulk Gumby and She-Hulk and
Gamora.
Gamora. I would say the mask Oscar? Counts. Green Oscar Goblin.
Oscar the Grouch.
What's that cucumber from VeggieTales?
Green Hornet. That's a green person.
Are you telling me that Oscar the Grouch ain't a people? You lying.
1,000%.
Spotify
he's a grouch,
logo.
He's not a people.
Reptar.
Not a people.
They're people. That's a people. Shut up. You don't know.
Where are boats?
Drax is green in some shit.
Yeah, right? Drax. Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to be in the mask vote, but I don't, and I know nothing about wrestling. You know this about me. I know nothing except that Vince McMahon is terrible, and also a lot of the people are terrible, and a lot of them do very bad things.
No, a small portion do very bad things. Yes.
The small portion do a lot of bad things
that
to make
portion
up for
has
everybody
been
else
getting
doing
smaller.
Bad things.
Yeah, yes. That's, yeah.
I'm going to be an Oscar vote, though. Oscar seems rules. Rad. And that's the first time I've ever voted for something wrestling on this show, I think.
I think it is.
I'm also an Oscar vote.
I am also an Oscar vote.
I was an Oscar vote. I feel bad about the Jim Carrey one, but it's an Oscar sweep.
I know.
You
know what? Everyone on this bracket is a champion.
Dan, have you looked up what Oscar looks like?
Yes.
Okay.
She's cool.
She's awesome.
She's cool.
She's cool. Really good entrance. Yeah, she's awesome. So Oscar will sweep out the mask 4-0 to take its first round sweep. All that versus Sox. Sox was the damn shoes episode, wasn't it?
Sox won best footwear, which footwear. I'm sure I was not on.
Oh my god.
I was not on either of these because All That won best live action Nickelodeon show.
That's right. And you were live editing the show in anger or something.
Yeah. Oh, so I did. Maybe I did make a blank challenge that just said eat shit buttholes. And yeah. maybe I did edit the bracket because you guys left off Cousin Skeeter. And that was pretty messed up.
We talked about it, didn't we?
We talked a lot about it.
Talk about Cousin Skeeter. There was, Little Romeo. You left off Little Romeo.
Well, like I said, we kept Cousin Skeeter. That's.
Yeah, we kept the one that was worth it.
Yeah, look, I'm not putting on fucking Little Romeo.
Romeo?
Cousin Skeeter is a people.
Cousin Skeeter is a people.
Yeah.
Little Romeo is not a people.
Romeo Show was not an afterthought. He had a whole family, and they were all doing the stuff.
I had a family, Dan.
Hey ho, it's time for the Romeo Show.
So did Cousin Skeeter.
Cousin Skeeter didn't have a family. He was a puppet.
This discrimination needs to stop against puppets, right. Okay?
All that was
they
a good
are
show.
People.
All too. That was a really good
some
show.
Some of us used to be puppets, and then we became real boys, Dan.
Yeah.
Do you think about that?
Ask Pinocchio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
wait,
Dan.
Wait a minute. What are you saying about Pinocchio? My good friend, Pinocchio.
My good friend, Pinocchio.
What are you trying to tell me about Pinocchio's past?
Oh, he didn't know. He didn't know.
Oh, Dan, don't search Pinocchio.
Don't Google Pinocchio, Dan. You will not like what you see.
Him and Hulk Hogan are hanging out, just throwing N-bombs all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Peter Thiel funded a lawsuit for Pinocchio?
Right. here's the thing. There were parts of the footwear episode where I was just cringing thinking of wet socks the whole time, and I still can't stop thinking about putting socks on and just, I get it. I totally get it. It just still makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, but like you bought a house and you have a pool and you could just at any time just put on socks and go outside.
Oh,
put
my
your
God. A friend of mine swam in socks the other day, and it stressed me out
what?
So bad. Black socks in
what
my pool.
What is the point of that?
What's the point unless of anything?
Unless he has some really gnarly-looking toenails. Well, then... Okay.
His excuse was he didn't want his feet to burn on the cement and concrete around the side of the pool like on the side on the sidewalk area.
Fuck off.
But I'm like, no. You got in a pool. Like, it doesn't matter.
He was secretly filming a ska video in your pool. That's
pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Or he wanted to make his own very cheap flippers to help him swim around.
Either way, I'm just, it's not cool.
I mean, all that is all that.
Oh. All that, and here's the thing. Yeah. Apparently, the kids like it. Apparently, the new all that is pretty all right.
I watched two episodes, and I've had a good time. The only issue I had, I watched the first two, and the only issue I had was they were really heavily relying on the nostalgia instead of trying new stuff. But I'm okay with that. I think that will fade over time.
Because there was like this weird 30-plus demographic watching the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, that wasn't you.
Definitely not me, because I'm 50.
The box says age 7 to 70. He's going to play it.
I'm playing it.
I think I'm going to be in all that vote. It sounds like it might be a... Socks are gross and yucky.
I'm in all that vote.
Which of these would you rather kiss?
All that.
I'd rather... The whole cast.
I would, over socks. I would kiss the giant ear of corn. Or... It's a tie. It's a toss-up between the giant ear of corn or, like...
And I'm not saying a
clean Argyle sock that's over a hand to make like a little hand puppet.
Like Syphil and Ollie, but like something really good.
Oh, Siskel and Ebert.
I'm in all that boat.
I guess I'm in all that boat. There's really, what can you say about socks conceptually?
They go on your feet. All that. Sweeps out socks.
Weber wrote us a four to nothing.
Green Goblin versus the Red Ranger.
Weber, T.S. Eliot wrote a whole bunch of poems about socks, and Andrew Lloyd Webber got super duper inspired because Andrew Lloyd Webber is off his rocker. And I'm not afraid to say it. Come on the show.
Green Goblin versus the Red Ranger. Red Ranger, what did he win?
Well, this is the Christmas matchup. Green Goblin won Best Spider-Man Villain. The Red Ranger won Best Scott.
That's right, because, no.
All yeah.
Wait. Was it Best Scott?
It was Best Scott.
And he won Austin St. John?
Yeah.
No, Jason Lee Scott, you dumbass.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Jason Lee. Okay. Sorry. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Austin St. John's his real ass name. I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. Why am I, I don't want to vote on this.
My gosh. I mean, I've been playing so much Ultimate Alliance that kind of just want to vote for Green Goblin now. His level's pretty fun.
Yep. And it's early. Like,
yeah.
I just like Norman Osborn a lot. So, like, it's kind of hard.
But you also like Jason Lee Scott a lot.
Damn it. I love Jason Lee Scott.
Like, this is the Cullen matchup. These are Cullen's favorite foods.
You're not wrong.
Look, the Red Ranger is one of those things, as a kid, was super cool to me. And even just like imagining seeing somebody who was the perfect Red Ranger in like Red Ranger outfit and attire in like the mall or something, taking photos at the roller rink, I would still be pretty hyped for that, as opposed to like a Green Goblin in real life.
We had this thing in third grade, like, you know, you could like earn like dollars in class by, you know, like doing stuff, like, and so like every 6 weeks or something, the teacher would have like a, like, she would be like, oh, here, bring a dollar of your fun money and get it like a candy bar or something. There were like all these prizes and stuff, and then at one point at the end of the year we got to bring in toys that we didn't want anymore, and a kid brought in his red Power Ranger like figure. They were like 8-inch tall figures. And then he brought in his Red Ranger that was on a motorcycle, like the motorcycle one, from the first series. And I remember I threw all of my fun dollars at that immediately. And at the time, I don't think I had seen but one episode of Power Rangers. I just didn't care. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then I also got a queen alien. That was pretty cool.
Okay. From Aliens. Wait, hold on a second. So the kids brought, you all brought in toys.
Yeah, we all brought in toys that we didn't use anymore. Yeah, play
yes,
with
okay.
it.
Okay, I'm following that. And you have fun money that you spent on like candy bars throughout the year, bonus points on tests. That's
Sort of and then we had an auction at the end of the year to get new toys. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so it was an auction. That was going to get my question. Was like, who's setting the valuation of these
toys?
Yeah.
Like, you got, at the end of it, like, everyone's like, oh, does this kid want this one? $2 fun dollars, $3 fun dollars. And, I basically threw all my money at him after buying the Queen Alien. Damn it, the Red Ranger was so cool. And then we talked about this, but the Red Ranger became the Gold Ranger.
The Red Ranger did become the Red Ranger, but was... Did Jason Lee Scott become the Gold Ranger?
Yes, that's who it was. Yeah, he came back.
The Green Goblin becoming the Gold Goblin just popped in my head.
He came. The Green Goblin became the Red Goblin. Like last.
You know what though?
Red Goblin was out of control. He had carnage.
I don't know if you guys have seen, but Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, which is a fighting game, has I think like all the original like voice actors. Of all the characters.
Yeah, most of
them. The Red Ranger's in there, which is pretty cool. I don't know if it's the same guy.
It is. It is.
It is, yeah.
He did his, yeah.
Nice. More games, people. I'm always down with that.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Everyone, watches Marvel movies. Everyone watches the Marvel movies. It's a fact of life at this point. and pretty soon, I can't believe it didn't happen already, but... Norman Osborn is going to be the big bad in all of those movies at some point, and I am ready for it, so I'm a Green Goblin vote. That hurt.
I'm going to be a Red Ranger vote. I'm looking at Red Goblin, and this is basically just a Red Green Goblin, and you're telling me it's part of the Carnage thing, which is just Red Venom. so I'm going to be – I'm just going to – it sounds like I should just be a Red Ranger because he knows what he is.
Well,
I'm going to be a Green
Goblin. He's a Gold Ranger eventually. So.
Because he says, think about it, hero! Jason Lee Scott thinks like that.
Green Goblin has earned his due on this show. I've been fair. This is like the second time he's made it to a tournament of champions.
Remember in Into the Spider-Verse where Nick Cage goes sleep and it's just like the Green Goblin? That's funny.
Yep. yep. They did it.
Persia? It is 2-1.
In favor of who?
The Green Goblin.
Oh, man. Dang.
You can tie it up.
We can work this out. No, she's in Apex. It's a different thing entirely.
Call a friend.
Entirely.
Jesse means like the Regis Philbin life.
He's dead, right? Regis Philbin's dead.
Oh,
right?
My God.
He is not dead. No, he is best friends with Rachel Ray.
He's still going strong.
There's no way. No. Hold on.
Do they still have a show? Regis and Kelly?
No, they don't. Well, they don't still have the show. Persia, first off, you as a New Yorker, you should know that right now it is Live with Kelly and Ryan Seacrest, after Live with Kelly and Michael, which was with Michael Strahan, which came after Live with Regis and Kelly. But here's the thing. Regis, the only time he shows up on TV now, he had the Guinness World Record for the most hours on TV. I don't know, ask Jordan Haas. But the main thing is, now he only shows up on a select episodes of Rachel Ray's daytime talk show. And the only episodes he shows up on are like the Mother's Day episode or the Super Bowl themed episode where people create stadiums out of snack foods.
And then he comes on
and judges it. And that's what Regis Philbin does now.
He's 87 and not dead, but I might be the one to kill him. I might hunt him down. I'm going to hunt him
Predator
down.
Predator becomes the prey.
The phone rings in the back of Cullen's room. He picks it up. Hello? Cullen, it's Regis Philbin here on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, calling you from AT&T. I'm sitting here with friend Jesse. He's on the $250,000 question. He's got 3 lifelines left. He's using one of them. He's calling you. He needs your help. Please don't kill me. For the love of God, he needs your help to not kill me.
I can't. No. Here's the thing. I'm reading about him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's dig up this dirt. I've been waiting.
Yeah, like Taskmaster. It says up on him, learn his moves.
It says in the Animaniacs episode, Pigeon on a Roof, a Goodfellas musical parody of Fiddler on the Roof. A key plot element involves toppling a statue of Martin Scorsese and replacing it with one Regis Philbin.
Okay.
Pleasure, you got a vote yet?
I am a Red Ranger vote.
It's a tie right now. And I'm not... Listen, I do not... Green Goblin deserves...
Especially since you said he was already a winner of one. And I was like, you're right.
Well, he didn't win a Tournament of Champions, though.
He would be excluded from all brackets if he was. But he's been... He has gotten so close so many times that I'm kind of tired of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow,
we've seen
you
him
should
a lot.
Sleep.
You know, I was at a bar in New York once, and the bartender looked like him, and I told him that whole story.
See?
And then my friend was like, you know, you probably insulted that guy, because that actor's really old.
But
so then I felt super bad.
He's not as old as you think.
I didn't think he was that old either.
Willem
Dafoe. The details.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe has a gigantic penis, so no, I don't think that's an insult.
That's right. His penis is huge.
He won 16 best green peepees. Like
he won. Yeah.
This is a fact.
Oh my goodness.
His penis is
There's one detail
huge.
That I really want to harp on there.
Oh man.
You said you told this whole story.
I need to talk
story.
To HR.
You told this whole story, which implies that you told a stranger that you didn't know about Cullen doing his impression of Willem
Dafoe.
Yeah, that
was great.
See? I love it. See? Hey, come on this foe, or come on the foe. God
come
damn
on
it! Come on the Willem Dafoe impersonator in New York City.
He
you can get arrested for doing that. By the way, please don't do that.
No, you can't
that! No, Jesse, you don't know. Jesse clearly isn't aware that Times Square now has painted sections where there's certain areas where it's okay to do that.
Oh, okay. You know what? I disagree with this Green Goblin slander, but I will move over to the Red Ranger just to move it along.
I'm excited for the Red Ranger to have his day.
The Red Ranger will take out the Green Goblin 3-1. Black versus Captain America.
Black won best color, and Captain America won best Avenger, which was recorded before Endgame came out.
MCU, right?
Best MCU Avenger, yeah. I mean, Challenge says best Avenger, so it's like...
Oh, last season, we're going to do best DC Avenger.
Best Dominion comic.
So... I don't know. I've been shopping for furniture, and all I've been looking at that I really like are all, like, black furniture.
Don't do that to yourself.
I
would love to
goes
do
with
that,
everything. Like, it's just kind of, like, sleek and minimalist?
Yeah.
Or do you just not want to put in the effort to, like...
I mean, I've taken a gander, but then I get scared that I'm going to buy all of it, and then I'm going to be like, dang, I wish I got it in black.
That's fair. Because, hey, furniture, it's expensive as hell.
Right. It's a commitment. That's why it's, like, scary.
It's a commitment.
To want
and honestly,
to do other things.
I'm coming back around now, because if you spill a drink on that black couch...
Right,
That stain not going to show.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why you buy black furniture. It hides all of your sins.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Not my Willem Dafoe.
And it's
sins.
Like if I move, I have a better chance that that furniture will match the new, you know, area it will be in.
Here's a problem. Tip. Let's say you get that. Good. You get home, you're like, man, I want to take a nap. Maybe it's like a Saturday, you didn't have anything going on. You really want to take that nap. You lay down and you knock out. It's a heavy nap. You wake up like an hour, hour and a half later, and you have drooled all over the place. It's going to be showing up on that couch.
Yeah. No, that's
and,
true.
That's
why you get white pillows.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. I've done this wrong.
Or the Willem Dafoe sins.
Or the if you do the Willem Dafoe sin or drool on yourself while you sleep.
No, I'm telling you, my pillows. Because I drool in my sleep a lot.
Oh, same.
And I've ruined a lot of, like, hoodies, you know, falling asleep on the arm. Well, not ruined, but it's like you have to carry it in your arm for the rest of the day. Because
no,
it looks
it's just
so
stiff
bad.
And stiff and drool-looking covered arm.
Yeah, Cullen drools Chemicals of War.
there's an Aquabat song that's called "I Fell Asleep on My Arm." It's a Korn knockoff. It's pretty fun.
It's a pretty fun song.
It's a good song.
It's Captain America's favorite song.
So what about Captain America's song? Captain America, here he is.
He still rules. I feel comfortable with this one. That like that was the right call, especially after seeing Endgame. I was like, yeah, Captain America.
One of us hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Who?
Me.
Still?
Oh, right. Yeah, you fool.
Because he went and saw Homecoming. He went and saw Homecoming. I mean, not Homecoming. Far from home. Yeah.
Far from home.
Yeah. And skipped Captain Marvel.
And skipped my Captain Marvel and Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I think that's it. I think that's all I
skipped. Honestly, Jesse, you're doing it right, man. Who's got the fucking time?
Yeah, bro.
I'm fighting the system, man. One movie at a time. Going off the grid.
I don't have a winner in this. But you're right. I think they did Cap right. They did him right. I'm okay with that.
They did him right. Did they do him right?
You wouldn't know.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, Jesse. He's got a fair point.
I mean, I kind of respect Cap for going seeing a woman.
Wait, he saw a woman?
Oh, wait.
Oh, you can spoil.
I'm going to stop there. So.
Oh, no, you can spoil it, Jeff.
Yeah, you can spoil it. Yeah. I know what happens.
Yeah, but hey, Endgame spoilers.
It was it's the biggest movie in history. And they're like, nah.
People don't shut the fuck up. Yeah. They don't magically stop talking about that movie.
I don't want to spoil Endgame for people, but Thanos did make it on the 16 best green you know. So, like, there's. I just want to throw it out there.
I don't have a winner in this race. I don't.
I'm gonna be a Captain America vote. I like black in certain elements, and like a big transition for me at the start of this year was moving from blue jeans to black jeans. And
black jeans are the best.
Black jeans rule, and they go with everything. And now, but like I've worked out how to work color and black at the same time, and now I'm transitioning more and more into colors.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that pastels look very nice on me.
Ooh, see? I'm with you on that.
That being said, Captain America vote.
I am also Captain America vote.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to be a Cap vote.
That's three for Cap. Cullen, where are you at?
I'll throw one to black. Yeah, it's a good color. Matches almost everything. So, yeah. Captain America takes out black, the best color, 3-1. Man on Fire versus Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich.
Man on Fire.
A tale as old as time.
Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich, winner of Best Fast Food Item.
Dan, that one, one of these got way out of control really fast. And two of these people loved Man on Fire in this room right now.
Yeah, so what? I bailed out of that episode so fast. Like, the second I saw the title was Best Man, I said, bye. See ya Tuesday.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Persia. Go ahead, Persia. Give us your Man on Fire spiel.
I still can't believe this one won, but I'm, like, so glad it's here.
Is this the Denzel Washington episode. Movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Why did that win?
I wanted to know.
What else was on that fucking bracket?
Dan, have you ever seen that movie?
Crowder, like, what?
Dan, have you ever seen Man on Fire?
It won, and someone had never seen it.
Me? I've never seen it. Yeah.
I've never seen Man on Fire.
Oh, but okay. Well, then, Persia, Jesse, please give us some kind of little beats that happen in this movie, because, dang, it's going to blow your mind.
I'm going to come over, and we're going to watch Man on Fire.
His name is Creasy?
Yes.
Are you looking it up?
I see. I listen, if they're not going to tell me, I have to do some investigative research myself.
Oh, no, tell them about the big scenes, y'all. Give them a big action scene.
So basically, this was like Taken before Taken.
Okay.
Except on another level, right? So this guy's trying to find this girl after, you know, the classic, he's cold-hearted, but he grew attached to her over time. And then she gets kidnapped. It's not his daughter, he's a bodyguard. So basically, he failed. And then he goes on this rampage to find her. He starts killing all these people in, like, super gruesome, crazy, like, shocking, like...
So tell him a couple of them.
Insane ways.
Mickey Rourke gets his
damn
fingers cut off.
He's already searching it, so... Oh, yeah.
No, I stopped.
He gets his hands...
What?
He gets his hands, like, tied to, like, a steering wheel, and he, like, blows his fingers off the shotgun.
Yep.
And then you should look up a clip... of another one. It's like basically the
what does he do? He sticks a hubcap in someone's butthole. What is it?
No. It's a bomb.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
It's what? Dude, it's crazy. After looking up this stuff, I was like, oh, okay.
None of that was a coherent thought.
You should watch it.
It's a good TV movie. It's a good movie to watch when you're just like,
oh yeah, gather around at grandma's house on the 4th of July while the pie's in the oven. Watch Man on Fire.
Watch Mickey Rourke get his finger cut off.
Oh man.
11 a.m. on a Tuesday, jogging at the gym.
Hey, the first time I saw that movie, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I saw it with my parents. So
you can give
me in the elderly crowd at Planet Fitness. One TV Supernatural, the other's Fox News, and dead center is Man on Fire.
TNT. I think Man on Fire is fine, but spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's the best. It's so good. It's so good.
We recorded that episode back in like April, it feels like, and I'm so passionate about that sandwich right now.
I'm gonna go get one as soon as we're done.
It's so good.
You know, I don't like spicy food too much, but I do enjoy a spicy chicken sandwich from time to time.
It's the best thing Wendy's makes.
Yep. Oh, they've got... Yep.
And Wendy's is better because it's not, like, too spicy. Like, the ones yep. McDonald's has.
Dan, they've got one now. They got their, like, fancy stuff on it. So you can get the onion, the, like, crispy onions, barbecue sauce, and special pickles on it right now.
No,
and
that's too much.
It's so... No, it's not. It's not enough.
That's too much. What happened to you, man?
Everything what happened to you. My taste buds.
Suddenly, Fufu, what? You going to start making your own ketchup now?
No, whoa, 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 whoa. That is your shit. Don't come at me. Fucking ketchup, man.
I'm a spicy chicken sandwich vote.
I will be a Man on Fire vote.
Oh, my God. Definitely a spicy chicken vote for me.
Jesse.
I think I've had this discussion before. I don't know if I would like a spicy chicken sandwich. I feel like I should. I've never really had one.
Look, man, I'll get you a plain one. We'll smother it and catch up. I don't care what we got to do.
We'll throw that thing in a cup full of Frosty.
Man, we'll make it work, all right? Because Man on Fire should not be the Wendy's motherfucking chicken spicy chicken sandwich.
I'm going to move over to Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich because I believe in a world where Wendy's I can love again.
Me at age 8 could eat the spicy chicken sandwich because like it was just warm. It just has like a warm spice to it that you wash down with.
Milk. I am a hereto unrealized level of white. You don't understand.
Spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. Knocks out Man on Fire. Yeah. 3-1. Shut up. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 versus Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, winner of Best PlayStation 1 Game. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, winner of Best Dream.
Hey, did they, what's the name of the, they ever, they did that like musical, right? The American Idiot musical, right?
Yes, they did. It was Cats.
It was like a Broadway.
It was called American Idiot.
Okay, it's called American Idiot. Okay. Yeah. I never, like, I remember seeing stuff about it, but I just never followed, I don't think I followed anything up. But I mean, it's, is it still playing?
It starred the guy from The Newsroom.
Oh.
Jeff Daniels?
No.
Jeff, holy shit! I would have said that he would be the American Idiot. Because I watched Dumb and Dumber like 100 times. Like, holy shit, Jeff Daniels is the American Idiot. I'll be goddamn.
Maybe he played guitar. No,
my God. I'll be goddamn.
Jeff Daniels. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle, Jeff Daniels.
I'll be a god. Slap that knee. God dang it. Jeff Daniels, the American Idiot himself. Hey, Dumb and Dumber.
You doggy.
That Newsroom got that Jim Carrey, I bet. Jim Carrey, the funny one, though. Hoo-wee. Oh, here's the thing. Jeff Daniels rules. Let's talk about Jeff Daniels. That man is a saint. He is so good. I just watched Looper the other day for the first time in like 3 years. It's a good movie.
Okay. Yeah, that's a weird
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Look, it's not a weird transition when you're thinking about Jeff Daniels all the time.
I mean, I'm always
the guy who was in Hush. That guy, he was in American Idiot the musical.
Hush. I don't think
the guy who was the Jim Halpert of the Newsroom.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Are you talking about Chuck? Are you talking about Chuck?
No.
Wait,
that's
did you guys
Levi.
Know it was Tony Hawk Week last week? Though.
Oh what is no,
Tony Hawk Week.
What is that?
Persia, what is Tony Hawk Week?
I didn't know. It's a whole week, I guess, dedicated to Tony Hawk.
Well, then, goddamn it.
He tweeted about
it. We missed it. We missed Tony Hawk.
Well, we didn't really. We always... Tony Hawk
I mean,
is in
I
my life.
I celebrated it in my home.
Right. Look, Boulevard of Broken Dreams is a fine song. It's okay. A lot of people I know... Because I hang out with some younger people. That was, like, their big Green Day album. Like, I was, like, a Dookie album. But, like, so, like, Dookie was the first album I had with a parental advisory. And when my mom heard them saying things that I probably shouldn't have been listening to at the time, I got an ass whooping and my cassette tape taken away from me.
No,
can't listen to Dookie in the house. But Colin figured it out and just got it back. And listened to it a lot.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 rules. It defined a generation. And also, I am watching a 6.5 minute video of Tony Hawk driving around California and like driving up to kids on a skateboard, yelling, "Do a kickflip." So I am a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 vote, 1000%.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be a Tony Hawk vote.
I'm a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 vote because I pirated it.
Whoa!
Well, I'll throw a vote to Boulevard Broken Dreams, but I'm not mad at Tony Hawk taking this one.
And Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 will knock out Boulevard of Broken Dreams 3-1.
It's fine. I didn't have anything important to say about.
Oh,
Green
go Day. Ahead. Give
just
us
just that it was very no. Just that it was very formative for me in a difficult period of my time of my life in junior high, and you know, just a really introduction to music. I guess you know, as a kid who could like enjoy music besides the Mambo Number 5.
We got a next round, man. It's okay.
It's fine.
It moved on. It's fine.
Move on. Read the next one.
Montel Jordan. Fuck you, Dan. This is how we do it. Versus J-Lo's Waiting for Tonight.
Oh, man.
This motherfucker had me saying Montel Williams for an entire episode, and every time I said it, I was like, something's not right. Like, I felt sick every time I said it. And then I just
Listeners,
kept saying it.
Once again, I have laid a very cartoon leaf trap over a bottomless pit. in the bracket.
People used to do this when bracket started. Old co-hosts used to just purposely change shit so I would read it because they know I would read it.
It says Montel Williams again.
Says Montel Williams.
Both these songs rule.
They are both really good songs. Me and Jesse just heard Waiting for Tonight when we went to a concert this week.
Yep.
In the car.
It sure did.
Good. But
we did not hear it at the concert, though we should have.
Well, that would have been cool.
Gambling on it.
I'm not going to sit here and say that. Well, so I told Jesse this. The Waiting for Tonight for me was never a summer jam because it came out for New Year's for me, it came out right before New Year's Eve, like in December. And not only that, but it, like, I remember that was the Y2K. That was 1999. It was the Y2K year, and I had glow sticks, and we danced in a foam party while this song was playing at midnight, and we all cracked glow sticks together at the same time because we were scared all the computers would fail. So I can't rightfully vote for it under false pretenses, and I wouldn't against This Is How We Do It. Not a chance. Sorry, J-Lo.
They had never heard Summertime by Will Smith.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
Never. Never. I honestly played a clip of it on the show. Still can't even.
It's like...
Says the man who's never heard Mask Off.
Better Will Smith songs.
So, like... Well, yes, there were better Will Smith. But that was like the first Will Smith song. That and Parents
really?
Don't... Parents Don't Understand, I think, was the first, like, single. Parents Just Don't Understand. And then... Summertime was like one of the first ones. Yeah, it was like way back in the day. That's so supposedly Summertime was like what got him like the show. Like people loved that song and thought it was so like that character was so chill that they wanted to make a show with him. Yeah. So
cool.
That song is very, very, very important. This Is How We Do It is my vote.
I remember way back in the day, this is kind of continuing on of my embarrassing, like, fucking Halo stories. Mm-hmm. But me and my friend, we were 2v2 partners, and we even made, like, a team MySpace and everything. Oh. And our MySpace song was This Is How We Do It.
Woo!
So there's, like, a special place in my heart for this song. So that's going to take my vote.
Persia, when you found out the news that MySpace accidentally lost like all of those servers hosting all that data, did you like silently fist pump under your desk? You're like, yes, the evidence is gone.
Heck yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Thank goodness. Although my profile was really cool. That's where I started learning how to code, and I made like a layout where like when you pulled up my MySpace, it wasn't like a normal layout. It was just like a picture of a cell phone. And it was like one of the pink Razor one. And then all the buttons were my top 8. So you could click the buttons on the phone, it would take you to their page. Or you like click the menu button, it would take you to like my pictures or something. Like it was cool. But yeah, and then it was all gone. Actually, don't really remember the real transition from MySpace to Facebook and Twitter, but it definitely happened. And then MySpace went down. So it was like, I was away from it for a little while before it was gone. But I'm glad it's gone.
I gotta do some deep Googling. Halo.
Persia.
No. Oh, you're going on deep Google?
Yeah.
Yeah, use
on.
The deep,
on
Google.
Deep Google. I'm gonna Google.
I signed up for deep Google.
Well, that's what DuckDuckGo is, right? I Googled Halo Persia real name. Let's see what comes up.
What?
Because I know Halo Persia won't bring it up. Your MySpace. MySpace.
MySpace.
Where are votes? Here's the thing. There's one vote for This Is How We Do It. I'm going to be a Waiting for Tonight vote. Waiting for Tonight rips. It's awesome. I hear it, even just saying, we said it on the last bracket, but like even just saying the words Waiting for Tonight in succession is like, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's pretty good.
Again, the tallest person to ever have a number one single is Montel Jordan. I will not vote against him over J-Lo.
I saw Montel Williams doing LifeLock TV advertisements. If you want to know what Montel Jordan's up to.
No, Montel Williams.
See, this is fucked up, because I looked at Montel Williams, I was like, Dan, fix it. I gotta say Montel Jordan.
Right, it still fucks me up. I hate him.
Nope, this is it. It's 1-1 right now. This is how we do it. Waiting for tonight. 1-1. We're votes.
I'm a Montel Jordan vote.
This is how we do it. Persia.
I already voted.
Oh, yeah.
This is how we do it.
There it is.
So, Cullen, are you at this how we do it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is how we do it. Takes out Waiting for Tonight. 3-1. The Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO versus the Cha-Cha Slide by DJ Casper.
Oh, my God.
Same song.
Party Rock Anthem, winner of Best Modern Summer Jam. Cha-Cha Slide, winner of Best Summer Jam. And... winner of Best Song of 2000, actually, is what I think it won.
Wow. Okay.
I cannot believe you assholes got DJ Casper on here.
Don't listen. You were an active participant for at least a little bit there.
Probably for a minute.
It's a great song.
Exactly. Sure, it's a fine song. It's not a party rock anthem, though.
Depends on who you ask.
No, it's not. It's not a party rock anthem. It's a wedding song, maybe, but it's not a party rock anthem.
Party rock anthem's a wedding song.
It's an everything song. It's a party rock anthem, Dan. Anthem. It's an anthem.
Crisscross.
It's an anthem.
Crisscross.
It's the whole
anthem. I'm an LMFAO vote. I think we find
a generation, Dan.
I am as wild as all that shit is. I just, you know, if you lined up 50 dudes right now, you couldn't tell me which one was DJ Casper, other than the fact that he might be a ghost. Like, that is the only way that you could tell me you knew who that is. But you know who the dude, you know Red Fu.
Sure, took him out.
I'm just saying, you
with
know
the big Red ass fro.
Big ass fro.
Man, I remembered dancing to the Cha Cha Slide in the gymnasium of my elementary school in front of the giant fans that were like taller than me when I was like 4 feet tall.
Cha-Cha Slide only makes sense in a world with rules, and we're in 2019, so clearly that isn't the case. I'm just saying, I'm an LMFAO vote.
This what the Mad Max universe, they find a CD in the sand with the Cha-Cha Slide on it. Persia, where's your... listen, it sounds like, Jesse, you're a party rock vote. Cullen's a party rock vote. I'm a Cha-Cha Slide vote.
Oh, man. I feel like I can always dance to, like, both of these. So this is, like, not fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yes. One has those creepy hamsters. The other's got Meemaw moving grooving on the
I had
floor.
To actually think for a second. I was like, wait, which one is it?
Hey, let me think about this for a second. All right, you ready? So you remember those Madagascar movies?
I like the move it.
Right. Yeah, how much funnier would it be if it was a party rock anthem, huh? It'd be so much funnier.
Is David Schwimmer still in it?
Is he Marty? Which
one
is he?
No, Red Fu. Red Fu replaces David.
Red Fu. Okay, if Red Fu's in the Madagascar movies, it's the greatest movie of all time. I'm in.
Is he Marty?
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
It's Marty, right? The lion?
Yeah.
I almost said Morty, even. And I was like, wait, no. Ain't he that Morty?
I was not prepared for Cullen to start name dropping Madagascar characters.
No, fucking Madagascar is good. Oh man, I haven't seen this movie.
I like the part
minute.
Where they shake their butts and say, "I like to move."
I
it,
like
move
to
it.
Move
it's
it, move it.
I'm a party rock boat.
I'll do it.
All right, party rock anthem. We'll take out the Cha Cha Slide 3-1. Your round two winners, Asuka, All That, The Red Ranger, Captain America, Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It, and LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem. So, Asuka versus All That. There's no way they wouldn't do like a wrestling, like a wrestler going on all that. There's no way they won't do that. Like, they'd probably have like Big Show or something do it. But like, there's no way.
Big Show and not one of the Big Day or the New Day.
Oh, it would definitely be the New Day now. Yeah, yeah.
The Big Day.
The Big Day. Yes, it is.
Well, it's the Big Day.
Yeah, it's the Big Day tonight. Wait. I don't know. Dan, tell us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts, Dan.
What'd you think about Dan?
The futility of, you know, just where my career
That's my shtick.
The fact... Let's deep dive into this letter of recommendation. So...
Yeah, know what? Let's make my tragedy a farce on this podcast.
Well, you know, I thought it would be fun... Because if my letter of recommendation was a letter of not recommendation.
So when I wrote
the letter, every sentence was negative things about Jesse, but things that were actually positive. Like, I was angry about how great of a person he was. And right. I was mad about how he time and time again made me a better a creative individual, and how if they wanted to have peace in their lives and not consistently be challenged by a creative individual, they should not accept Jesse Knowles. And I think they took my advice to heart.
Like, I don't know, man.
Well,
I don't know, man.
This is a great well of comedy.
I think I'm an Oscar vote.
I'm an Oscar vote.
All right. Oscar will take out all that. 3-1. The Red Ranger versus Captain America. Same thing. Oh my God, how hype would it be if he had to morph? Not putting on his dumb little weird helmet and a shield. That don't count. I want to see him morph.
Jason Lee Scott turns out to be a Skrull.
Oh, he totally would. The thing is, he ends up... Well, I guess the dudes from Aquatar that give him the scepter to become the Gold Ranger, he doesn't go away. He stays here. But he just doesn't have the strength of power. Everyone thought it was Billy, but it wasn't. It was that badass motherfucker. He's a badass. Damn it. Damn it, I don't know. Uh-oh, I'm getting a visitor right now. The dog's here, everybody. Oh, yeah.
The dog's here.
The dog's here. And they actually just came in
to vote.
Lay down and chew on his ball. Good boy. Good boy. Beans is here, everybody. He wants his belly rubbed.
Season 15 mascot, Beans.
He wants his belly rubbed. So I'm going to do that so you guys can...
I want to rub Beans' belly.
Too bad.
I'm a Captain America vote.
I am going to be a...
Sorry.
Captain America vote.
I'm going to be a Red Ranger vote.
I am also going to be a Red Ranger vote.
Red Ranger rules.
Shit.
That dude cool as hell.
He's cool.
He wanted to play pachinko instead of going...
Yeah,
to-
dude. I want
to
play
He did. I also want to play pachinko than go to fucking school.
Go to school? Ugh. Why do that one? I could play this ridiculous, if you really just like by comparison to, you know, Tony Hawk Pro Skater or something like that. Like, no, I'm going to go play pachinko. And like, I get
you know
it.
Why
I get
like
the
Cap,
cultural
though?
Influence. Why?
Because he struggled and then he became a super soldier. So it's great.
Yeah.
He's worthy.
But sometimes don't you want to just turn it off? You know, like... Like, Jason got to live a life, you know? He was out there. He didn't have to be Captain America.
So did
you know?
Cap.
No, Cap did not. He was,
hey,
that man
according
was...
According to Endgame.
Okay, well, I just assume that he is on edge all the time. Like, that's my theory. Like, oh, I gotta go beat up this thing. I gotta go save the world. I guess the Power Rangers were also like that, but... They did cool stuff like Kung Fu Tournaments.
America constantly edged.
Yeah, both of these.
Yep. Yep. Dan said it.
Cullen said it. I'm just reiterating the point he's making here.
What? That they're all on edge?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just gonna say it. I think the Red Ranger could call on the Red Dragon Thunder Zord and stomp his ass out. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't think
there
Captain America.
Yes, yes, yes.
Captain America. There's no way that Captain America can fight the Red Dragon Thunder Zord. I just don't. It's impossible.
Got halfway to this bracket, didn't even remember Red Ranger had a Megazord.
Dude, the Red Dragon Thunder Zord's so good.
Red Ranger has a robot.
That's like the tilt. That is the thing he has in his favor.
He had a T-Rex, and then he had a dragon that turned into a man.
I mean, now that you mention it, I definitely was like a bigger fan of Power Rangers than comics when I was a kid. I had more Power Rangers toys than Cap toys.
So my first Power Ranger was the Red Ranger. I told you. I don't want no red, white, and blue Ranger. Get out of here.
What about when they all morph?
See? That's what's cool. Captain America just puts on a helmet. It ain't even fun.
I mean, like, together, when they all, like, when they assemble.
When they form Megazord? Yeah, that shit's hype as hell. Without the Red Dragon Thunder Zord or the Tyrannosaurus Rex, you can't build that Zord. So, I'm just saying. It's more important. The Red Ranger's more important than Captain America.
It's not wrong. I think, and here's the thing. I think both of these have experience being a cop. Captain America, to me, is more of a cop than the Red Ranger, who is literally a space cop.
But he, so the difference, yeah, like, he's legit, like, protecting. I guess Cap is, too, but Cap also worked for the government. The Power Rangers didn't work for anybody but Zordon. They were like, hey, you got some bad shit going down. I'm gonna save y'all. Like, they didn't ask for anything in return, not housing, nothing. They were just teens, man. They lived at home. They didn't care.
They just wanted to play pachinko, man.
Yeah. They wanted to have karate tournaments in the fucking juice bar. Let them have karate tournaments in the juice bar, Ernie! Like, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Red Ranger should move on and be the greatest person on Earth. Are we voting for that?
Slow it down.
Are we voting for that?
Down. I'm switching over to Red Ranger. It's fine. It's okay.
All right.
Everyone can relax.
Looks like the Red Ranger
will take it. I'm not calm, man. It's just a game. Just a game, man.
Turn down your heated gamer moments.
Red Ranger will take out Captain America 3-1. Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich versus Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. This is the finals.
Put the two together. You got a great summer afternoon in 1998.
God damn it, you're right. I'm a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich vote. Because going back and playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 while it seems like a great idea, I don't think I'm going to do that. Someone's chewing on a ball again.
Sorry.
I am going to be a Tony Hawk vote.
Yeah, one of these I can download.
I'm not even near a Wendy's, which is even more unfortunate.
I am also not near a Wendy's. Sorry, that's my stuff.
I'm so sorry, y'all. It is so loud. Stop chewing this ball. Go over there and chew it.
It is like he is in my ear.
I know. I'm trying. I'm trying to fix it. Everyone left me in the house, so he can't be trusted outside. Oh, God. Maybe he'll just go to sleep. So sorry. Hey, stop.
If you want, I can write him a letter of recommendation to a farm upstate.
I'm going to take his ass to the farm upstate in a minute. Hey, stop. Thank you.
All right. Purchase is a Tony Hawk vote. Cullen, I forget your vote.
Definitely a spicy chicken vote.
Jesse is a Tony Hawk vote because he could download it.
I can download it.
I hate to do this again, but I'm a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich vote. That thing holds up.
It's been around forever now, and it's still good.
It's still just so. It's a perfect sandwich.
Did you ever get the Asiago one? You ever do that?
I'm a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 vote.
Oh my god!
I cannot. I'm switching.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 takes out the Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich 3-1.
Did you get the Asiago? What the fuck are you talking? Who are you?
Fuck you. It has bacon and Asiago on it. It's so good. Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It versus the Party Rock Anthem from LMFAO.
Two sides of the same
coin. This Is How We Do It. That's the vote, man. I love LMFAO and this song, but this song, This Is How We Do It, that song hits every time it's on.
You're right.
For as many years as it's been.
I don't change it if it comes on. Party Rock Anthem, I'm like, okay, all right. I had 2 years of hearing this nonstop.
Yeah. I think about
this. Yeah, like I'll listen to Party Rock Anthem now because I haven't heard it in a long time.
Right, right.
And I can still jam out to it now because there has been a lull. But This Is How We Do It always gets to play.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Oh my God. He threw the ball at me. So literally like over top of this giant pillow and then into my lap. And he is freaking out. I'm so sorry. I'm going to go mute. This Is How We Do It vote. Easy.
Jesse?
Yeah, I'm a This Is How We Do It vote.
That's a sweep. Cullen's muted. So it looks like I'm driving this bus. And we're driving past the McDonald's. We're going to Friendly's. We're going to get a fribble, everybody. We are moving into our semifinals matchups. We have Asuka versus Red Ranger and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 taking on Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It. Up first in the semifinals, we have Asuka versus the Red Ranger. I would get a network subscription to watch this matchup.
Yeah. I think in the end, having to call a Zord is kind of still the way he would have to do it to win, but I think he would win.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
You think he would?
Is it cheating? Yes, but it's, you know, it's understood.
We knew it's, if it's a no DQ match, it doesn't matter.
That was a no DQ match.
No disqualifications, man. You can use whatever you want.
TGF, you have to say no Dairy Queen.
No Dairy Queen match. You can't. Asuka can't have chicken finger basket and a fucking blizzard.
You have to hold your opponent upside down before knocking before tapping.
The dude did that, handed me my blizzard like a week or two ago out the window, and I freaked out because I hadn't seen him do it in forever. I was like, "No, okay, I'm good. I'm okay." I got worried.
How often do you think they see that? Like, they see that level?
Oh, every three people, probably. Like,
oh, God.
It's not like a...
Part of my job is to scare the shit out of everyone who comes by to pay for their frosty or whatever.
It's like a Turkish ice cream stall on YouTube.
Where it's a fucking middle... It's the middle of the fucking summer. I don't need you, like, turning my ice cream treat upside down and watching it slide all over the fucking sidewalk in the side of my car. Like, fuck you, Dairy Queen man.
Yeah, fuck you, Dairy Queen man. Get fucked, Dairy Queen man.
So I'm a Red Ranger vote.
I'm an Asuka vote.
I'm a Red Ranger vote.
God damn it, come on.
It has to be the Red Ranger. He's got all the power there. He becomes the Gold Ranger.
Asuka's my Red Ranger, okay?
That's not how Power Rangers work.
I look up to
her. It's how my Power Rangers work.
I get that.
She's awesome. She's a champion.
Was a champion. She currently has no belt.
No, she's always a champion in my heart and in my eyes.
She's
even a champion here. Look, she's in the Tournament of Champions.
That's true.
Red Ranger always has a belt, and that's why he is able to morph.
That's true. He can morph again. The thunder
that was just given to him, though.
Thunder.
Asuka earned her way.
Yeah, but it wasn't given to him.
Do you not remember the episode where they destroyed the birthday present?
He earned that.
Do you remember when they destroyed the dinosaurs and everyone was freaking the fuck out because it actually happened on primetime television? And they actually put it in front of. They fucking put. X-Files an hour later to put that on TV. That's how crazy it was. And they came back in the Red Dragon Thunder Zord and everyone freaked the fuck out on primetime Friday night. Push back fucking X-Files! No, the Red Ranger rules.
I feel like Asuka revived WWE a little bit.
Well, easy.
When she joined in.
Okay.
Especially her rivalry with Charlotte. I thought that was... I thought she should have won. It was just really good.
Yeah, she should have won that, but...
And she plays games. Come on. Asuka all day.
He played pachinko. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. He played a lot of pachinko.
He does play a lot of pachinko. You can't argue with that.
I want to play pachinko. Jesus Christ, dog.
At that point, he was talking to Beans, not us.
Have you guys ever played Battle for the Grid?
No. Have you ever played pachinko?
It was one of those things where it came out of, and like, it seemed like it needed some work still. And so I held off for a little bit. But I really, really want to, like, fight Rita Repulsa.
All right, fine. It's a phone game, right?
No, it's on. It's like on a console.
Oh, I thought it was a phone game.
Xbox, PC.
Is it? How much it costs? I might buy that. I'm gonna go.
It's like $20 or something.
It's like $30 or $40.
Okay, I don't know about that.
No, it's like $20.
No, I think it's like $20.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I might be able to.
It's a pretty pricey game for the fighting game that you get, but like it seems like the work that they put into it is
worth. Yeah, it's $20.
Is it a bunch of story? Because I'm into that.
Yeah. It follows some of the comics.
Ooh. And you get to call down a Zord when you fight.
I want you to know that you guys are just telling me right now that you should be voting for the Red Ranger.
Okay.
To
end the episode.
Wait,
that
no, you're not giving me a chance. Gonna try to sell my vote. I was gonna say if you guys download Battle for the Grid, I'll switch my vote.
Oh, I'll buy it tonight. So yeah, looks like the Red Ranger will take out Asuka 3-1.
And hey, Persia, if you're getting kickbacks, everybody gets a taste. Okay.
I'm not. I'm just saying you guys should play it. It's fun. If you like Red Ranger this much, you should play this game.
Red Ranger will move on to the finals of your Tournament of Champions 15.
I'm just selling my vote so you guys download Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, available now on Steam, Xbox, PlayStation, $19.99.
You can download it using the download code BRACKET. You'll get $5 off your purchase.
You also get two free characters.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 versus Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
Still, This Is How We Do It, though.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there.
Yeah, but This Is How We Do It vote.
Spicy chicken sandwich should have moved forward. I'm this Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 vote.
Agreed. This Is How We Do It takes out Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, 3-1, earning its spot in the finals. But first, before we get to those finals, we're going to do the bronze match, which is Asuka versus Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody?
You know.
What if Asuka was in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 as an unlocked
instant
character?
Download.
What weird character Spider-Man did they have in the second one?
Spider-Man was in Tony Hawk Pro
was
Skater 2.
Was it Spider-Man? Okay.
Was it? I thought that was a mod.
Well, the weird unlockable character was Bob Burnquist.
That's right. Fucking weird ass. Bob Burnquist is weird.
Stupid floppy hat.
I'm an Asuka vote.
I'm a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 vote.
Oh, you bastard.
I'm an Asuka vote.
Yes.
I think I'm an Asuka vote.
Yes.
So Asuka will officially take third place. And your tournament of
champions. Can download a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, but if I could download an Asuka, I would download an Asuka.
Colin, there was some weird feedback. Every time somebody voted for Asuka, it sounded like Beans was breathing into the mic again.
Sounds about right. there it is. Asuka wins third place of the Tournament of Champions 15. Your finals. Red Ranger versus Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
Oh my gosh. It's definitely a This Is How We Do It vote for me.
Which one of these has more meat on them bones to get into the tournament of champions?
I mean, probably This Is How We Do It. But
I think the Red Ranger
The Red Ranger is really fucking tough.
Red Ranger is really tough and has a Zord. Montel.
He does have that sword and a Zord, and sword. That episode where.
Go.
And there's that episode where all the Red Rangers gather together and
fight. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, there we go.
And then,
this,
and not only
this
that.
This is how we do it. At one, makes it.
Look, at one point, the Green Ranger, Tommy himself, gives Jason that, the shield, like the chest shield. So he gets the gold shield for a little bit. Oh, it's so sick. Damn it.
Pretty sure you're that supportive of Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
If this song makes it into the tournament of, wait, what is it?
Tournament of Champions.
Number 16. Five. Whatever. Five. There
five.
We go.
Yeah.
Then I might release some more bars from my TikTok remake next season. Maybe. We'll see. I'll use that as leverage.
Huh.
I don't know
no,
if that's good enough
you
leverage.
Making
though.
Up fake Halo lyrics to, like, Party Rock Anthem. No, thank you.
I will pull out the red. I've got a Red Dragon Thunderzord somewhere in my closet.
I will pull out the Red Dragon Thunderzord is a thing I have heard you say far too often.
That's going to be on Best Green PP. Oh
my god. The Megazord?
I'm a Red Ranger vote. Persia's a Montel Jordan's vote. Cullen, I think, is a Red Ranger vote.
I think I am. I think I'm going to be a Red Ranger vote.
Well, Jesse. I mean, at that point, what am
Jesse,
I going to do?
Listen.
Who am I?
It's Tournament of Champions. You have to fight for the death, man.
That's all well and good, but Jesse Dunn bought himself a pint of ice cream, and it's settling real bad in his tummy. And so Jesse's really willing to vote for the Power Rangers so as to deal with this peculiar problem.
Like, grabbed a hourglass from a board game and wrote IBS on the side and flipped that thing over.
Well, is that
is
it?
That officially a Red Ranger vote?
Yeah, I'm a Red Ranger vote. Fuck it.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, fuck it.
All right. Champions.
All right.
We're not allowed to talk about my Halo remake ever again.
Oh no.
Episode
no, 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 no,
no, no, no, it's never coming back. This is it.
That's not how it works.
Here it is, everybody.
Those terms were not laid out originally.
Yeah. Your winner of your Tournament of Champion 15 winner is the Red Ranger by 3 votes over Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It. That'll be second place. Your third place will be Asuka. And fourth place is officially Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, and that is officially Dirty Toilet Water. Okay. Now Beans wants to say something.
Beans!
Okay, get away, Beans. Go eat this ball.
So, I'm looking at something.
Mm-hmm.
I started a challenge titled Tournament of Champions today. And I have everything in here except for one. And I'm very excited to present you with the first round matchups for the Tournament of Champions that was fabled in 2014. The day of reckoning is in the winter is coming, as it were.
Oh my goodness.
That's still a thing, right? Ooh.
Yeah.
Round one, matchups.
People love it now.
Clone High versus Hammerhead Shark. The word fuck versus the woods. Daffy Duck versus Brienne of Tarth.
I totally forgot Daffy Duck won that.
The Predator versus Super Nintendo. That's the top half of the bracket goodness. Right there. Moving into the bottom half of the bracket, it is Dan McKenney versus the Boys of Summer. We have Blobfish versus the Goosebumps book Say Cheese and Die.
So specific.
You gotta look up Say Cheese and Die, Persia. It is necessary material. Frito pie will take on tacos.
That's a crime. Wow. We need to shuffle this.
And season 15's winner, the Red Ranger, in the last matchup will go against the season 16 winner, which will be decided in November.
And oh my gosh.
If we don't miss a week, we have 16. We'll have a full season, 16 episodes. We'll do a Tournament of Champions for season 16. And then we will have the Tournament of Champions. And then, and we've joked about this. We have not sat down on the phone and been like, hey, this is the end, right? We've joked about this. But, like, to be crystal clear, when we complete the Tournament of Champions, that's it, folks. The game over. We're done. The curse is lifted. I'm free. In the jungle, I have been waiting until somebody rolls a 5 or 8, and I will be freed from the Jumanji board, able to do anything else with my life. I will get all of my debts paid off. I will have the love of my life come back into my arms. I will get all of my hair back that I lost. I will magically transport to being back in my mom's basement in 2014. All of those things will happen when we finish this show. And I hope you'll stick around for it.
That's pretty wild. I'll have nothing to live for at that point. So I'll start. I'll need to sleep on y'all's couches. So, like,
it's okay, Colin, because I'm already there.
Hey, everyone that's listening to the show, leave us a review and we'll come sleep on your couch.
You have a pool.
I'm going to start a shelter for displaced podcast hosts.
Yes, see? We'll go eat spicy chicken sandwiches.
She's got her dreams. She's got work.
No, I might end up there. Who knows? The future is a scary place.
It's scary. December's a far time away. We've got 4 months of the show to do.
And I'm just saying.
Another 4 months to say things we'll regret for the rest of our lives. Until then.
Wait, before we go, can we do something cool for the patrons?
Of course. Wait, sorry.
Courtesy of me?
Yeah.
Sorry, by the...
Like, and, you know, I know I was, like, giving you guys a hard time and telling, you know, chilling out a little bit. But I do want to, like, if one of our patrons, I don't know if you pick them at random or however you guys want to handle
well,
it.
Well, sorry,
but
you mean, and by
I want one of them to play, too.
Sorry, you mean specifically, like, Jeff Criswell, Will Kuslake, Average Jonah, Gabe Silva, Evan Bommel, GX Barnett, Mikey Hall, Tom Nemsek, Lindsay, Anarchy Marie, Andrew Whipple, Ring Thane, and I think Michael Zavala as well. I'm just completely firing off the top of the dome, you know, just like talking about, like,
exactly.
Like that. Yeah, what do you have in mind?
So one of those lucky people will get a copy of Battle for the Grid.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah, right. And that's also a mini celebration to Red Ranger making it to Tournament of Champions.
We need to tag Austin St. John and, like, he's my big get for the next season. Guess who gets to meet Sean Astin on Sunday, boys?
What?
Sean Astin, if you're listening, watch out.
Sean Astin Sunday, I'm coming for your ass.
Sean Astin Sundays, you heard it here first.
Gosh.
We're going to start
he
it
is,
out. Sean Astin
he is
Sundays.
48 minutes from my house, and I will be seeing him at a meet and greet. And it's happening, everybody. We're making this happen.
He has to come on, Bracket. We have been trying so hard.
Also, let us know who you want to see back. We would love to get a bunch of guests for this season. It's the last season. It's got to have a bunch of guests. So, like, yeah.
Which is what we said with every other season, and we didn't. So, you know, hey, you know.
Got a little busy.
I'll bring some guests. You guys might not have any idea who they are, but I'll bring them if you guys want.
You're going to bring Eagle Raptor? That's cool!
Okay. Wow. Yeah. It's either Ego Raptor or her building superintendent. Who knows?
Yeah. Or, you know, there's, like, a bunch of homeless people that live, like, right there around the corner.
Hey, bring them
They'd
on.
Probably love to come on the show.
What do you guys think? Daffy Duck or Brienne the Tarth?
I can't talk about it. It hasn't happened
homeless
yet.
Homeless people, come on the show.
Well, as always, you can find us at bracketpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram as Bracketcast. If you like, you can subscribe to us using whatever podcast client you do use. Just search for Bracket. Leave us a review. We would love to hear it since we are on our last season. That'd be cool if everybody listening would actually leave a review that hasn't. So, yeah. Thank you for everything, guys, and we will see you next week with the first of season 16. This fucking dog.
And we're bringing back Yik Yak of the Week.
Yik Yak of the Week! We'd have to find Yik Yaks.
No, all the old bits are coming back. Season 16. Down.
All the old bits are coming back. Every week on season 16, we're going to bring back an old bit. We're going to do Yik Yak of the Week, Burger King Update of the Week. We're going to do a jingler. We're bringing back jinglers.
Oh, wow.
We're doing all of it. Keep it here. Don't touch that dial. It's got Willem Dafoe on it.
Doing a professional radio show on the internet.